Good morning and good evening. Welcome back. If you've been with us, listening to Definition, then you know that perhaps like you, I have had a hard time emotionally, in my heart, accepting the love of God for me. My dilemma has come imagining the love of God for me. And we talked about two major reasons why I struggle to be loved by God. The first is the presence of sin in my life, and wondering how God could love such a sinful man. You might want to know how I have dealt with this problem. Have I made a connection between the love of God and the love of God for me? Well, this is a work in progress, but I have been greatly assisted by asking and answering this question. How do I know God loves me? I can make the statement, God loves me. But how do I know that he loves me? Where is the evidence? Where is the proof? On the last two broadcasts and podcasts, we have been seeing the evidence and proof of God's love. God has shown that he loves me and that he loves you because God has dealt with the sin in our lives. Listen again, if you would, to Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. Paul also wrote this to the Romans. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Knowing more about me, can you see how this verse is very special to me? The truth in this verse is found all throughout the Bible. But when we're looking for one verse that speaks directly to our hearts, one verse we can memorize and recite when we feel unloved, this is it. Romans 5:8. My first internal objection in receiving the love God has for me has been that I am a sinful man. How could God love a sinner such as me? What Romans reveals is that God loves me so much that he sent his only son, Jesus, perfect as Jesus was, to die on the cross for my sins. All of my sins, my past sins, my present sins, and even my future sins. I believe the Bible, and this is what the Bible says. I know of my sin, so I tell God about it. I confess it directly to him. I do not hide it, but I name it. I did so again just this morning. And as I name it, I invite the forgiveness of Christ for those specific sins, and the burden of sin is always then lifted. And that is one way I know God loves me. I'm thinking of Jesus' words in John chapter 15 and verse 13. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. John 15:13. That is what Jesus did. He proved God's love for me by laying down his life. He died for my sins so that I will not have to. And listen to how Jesus starts. Greater love. There is the love of God again, friends. I am a wicked sinner, but God loves me. And in the greatest demonstration of his love, Jesus died for me. Indeed, there is no greater love. Christ's death is the most striking manifestation of God's love. More on this on the Friday edition of Definition.